lot about Arlington High School in the last few days. Obviously, what Kenneth Walker III was able to do, leading the Seattle Seahawks to a Super Bowl win, becoming the game's most valuable player. We had his coach on the other day, and hopefully down the road we'll get a chance to talk to Kenneth Walker III himself. But right now, we're going to talk to a guy who hopefully one day will also get a chance to hoist the Lombardi Trophy, because he has a big NFL career ahead of him. And for a while there, you wondered what was going on. Jake Golday, not heavily recruited, coming out of Arlington, ends up going to Central Arkansas, then transfers to Cincinnati and blows up. He's now getting set for the Combine, which will take place in Indianapolis, and then on to the NFL draft. Jake, you can follow him on Twitter at Golday Jake, although he doesn't tweet an awful lot. He's busy working out. And Jake Golday, the pride of Arlington and the University of Cincinnati, joins us now. Big 12 first team all-conference linebacker. Jake, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
No, thanks for having me. I'm doing great. How about y'all?
We're doing fantastic. Like I said, it's been a run on Arlington High School. What are your thoughts before we talk about you, about what Kenneth Walker III was able to do in leading Seattle to the Super Bowl win?
No, it's exciting. And I've known he's always been extremely talented. So it's just really inspirational, really, to watch. I remember watching it this past weekend, and I was just saying, like, how much it just motivated me to just keep working, because, like, that's inspirational things right there. Not only to make it to the Super Bowl, but be the MVP. So huge congratulations to him.
So it's been a wild ride, but a very good ride for you so far in your football career. Going from Arlington, as I said, it's not like they were knocking down the door. Certainly, you were intriguing to some schools, and you ended up going to Central Arkansas. But then you blew up when you went to Cincinnati last year. What happened from taking what you did at Central Arkansas to Cincinnati, and then from Cincinnati in Big 12 play, the competition obviously rising, and taking it up to that next step where you are now looked at and projected as maybe a second round, early third round linebacker in the National Football League? What happened, that transformation?
I think it just all goes back to effort and just not giving up on myself, trusting myself, which my family did a great job of putting those thoughts into my head, knowing that I could play at any level. But just having that confidence in myself to keep going and keep pushing and never be satisfied with where I'm at. There was a lot of things I had to do in the weight room to get my body in the right shape, but ultimately the position change that I made from being a DN to going back to the linebacker position was the biggest change for me. Going into the Big 12 play, I was probably a little concerned to see how the competition level would change, but as soon as I got there, I mean, I felt like I was practicing against the best of the best with my own team at Cincinnati. Just having that preparation right before the season started made the huge difference.
What was it about the linebacker, moving to linebacker versus the defensive end, that worked out so well for you? Why does that fit you better?
I think a lot of my abilities are just operating in space and having the entire field to run sideline to sideline. Being able to do a little bit of everything, kind of show off my versatility, has been a huge factor in that. As a DN, it taught me a lot of great skills, like setting the edge and how to rush the passer and everything that I still use to this day. But linebacker just allowed me to use more of my abilities, which just made the game that much more fun to me and allowed me to love the game even more and to work even that much harder at it.
Jake Golday joining us on the Sissy's Log Cabin guest lines, working out, getting ready for the Combine, and then on to the National Football League. You're listed at Cincinnati 6'4", 240. What did you play? What weight did you play at Central Arkansas?
I got to Central Arkansas at about 210 pounds, maybe a little lighter. Played DN my first year.
Wow.
Knew I had to gain weight, so I got to about 220 for the following year, about 225 to 230. That was the first year I played linebacker. And then once I got to Cincinnati, they put about 10 pounds on me, and I played at 240 to 238, right around that range. Mm-hmm.
So every year, Bruce Feldman of The Athletic does his list of the freaks of college football. And with your testing numbers, you were one of his freaks of college football going into this year.
Congrats for being a freak,
Jake. Do you consider yourself a freak?
Thank you, I really wasn't expecting it, and I didn't know much about the list before. About a week before, I heard rumors that I might be on the list. So I was very honored to be on that list with a bunch of crazy athletes. And I'm excited to kind of show off those abilities at the combine. So,
do you, like, again, but just with the testing numbers, and he talks about the bench press and your other things, and then your speed as well at 22 miles per hour, like, did you in your head, like, do you think of yourself as, like, these are kind of freakish numbers, like the combinations that I have?
I mean, not really. I mean, there's guys that are always faster than me on my, like, on my team. There's, like, the skill positions. I'm pretty big for how fast I am. But there's guys that are faster than me. There's guys that jump further than me. And my goal is to be the fastest and to be able to jump the furthest. So it constantly keeps me working every single day, just not being satisfied, like I said earlier.
I know with Cincinnati playing in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl game back in your hometown, probably disappointed that you weren't able to play, but I understand certainly that you are now full throttle going ahead, getting ready for the National Football League, and you started to begin your off-season workouts and conditioning, getting ready for the combine and then on to the NFL. What is it like? I believe you're in Texas, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
I'm in Pensacola. Exos.
Pensacola.
Pensacola, yes, sir.
Like I said, you're in Texas. No, but
yeah, basically.
But what are those workouts like for you?
It's a lot more toned down. It's not like an intense off-season workout for your school. It's all about technique and doing all the right exercises that are going to help you perform on the field. So we're doing a lot of high-count reps for bench press and stuff because that makes sense. You're trying to train for endurance when you're going to do the bench press at the combine, and then when you get out on the field, everything extremely technical. Like, everybody here is great athletes. They're one of the best athletes from their school. That's why they're going to continue to play at the NFL. But what we don't have is, like, technicality that it takes to be able to, like, ace these drills that we have to do. So
right. That's
pretty much what we're drilling every single day when we go out there. It's a lot of technical work, but then also doing it with speed so that your steps match up and that you can perform the best of your ability.
How many guys are there working out? Like, how big of a group is it?
So there's two groups, and the first group's got about, I think, 10 to 12. And then our group, we probably have 15.
Okay.
So just short of 30, I would think.
What are the – going to the combine, what are the things, like, that you feel like you really got a nail to show and make sure that, like, that they see this about me?
Well, I know that the 40 is extremely important. So obviously, I want to do really good in the 40. But I didn't go to a bowl game this year, so I know the drills are going to be extremely important. So being able to showcase my skills in the drills, as well as showing my speed in the 40 and the shuttle drills and all those things, they're all very important to me.
What do you expect? Like, what is your 40 time? What's kind of your goal at the combine to hit that number?
Anywhere in the 4-5 range would be great.
4-5 at 240 pounds is
that's a car.
That's pretty incredible.
It's a big car move,
frankly.
Jake Golday joining us here on the Sissy's Log Cabin guest line. Jake, did they get rid of the Wonderlic at the combine?
No, they haven't. I haven't taken the Wonderlic yet, but we do, like, Wonderlic prep, kind of prepping you for what kind of questions are going to be asked. So I'm assuming I'm going to have to take a Wonderlic test eventually. So,
wow, I thought they'd gotten rid of it. Yeah, I thought they had gotten rid of it. So let me get you ready for it. Okay, if you were a dog, what kind of dog would I mean, it's going to be nuts, those interviews. And if those things are all true that we've heard the rumors of, it's going to be quite interesting when you go to Indianapolis. But I'm sure you're fired up for that. Why did you end up deciding to transfer to Cincinnati? Did you have other opportunities? You know, why the Bearcats?
Yeah, I definitely had other opportunities to go play other places. However, I felt like Cincinnati was showing me the most love my position coach was the guy recruiting me. So once I entered the transfer portal, he came and visited me like 3 times, I believe it was, within the week that I was in the transfer portal, just showing me how much he wanted me on his team and all the things that he thought I could do within their scheme. And that just meant a lot to me, just showing me that this guy really wants me, this guy really believes in me, mm-hmm. and is going to give me the opportunity to play at this level. So, I had other opportunities to play at the same level, or I had some SEC offers as well. However, it just wasn't the same love that I was getting at Cincinnati. And when I took a visit there, I fell in love with the entire city of Cincinnati, and all the players were so nice and welcoming. So that's why I ultimately made that decision.
Did you, with the fact that you were not recruited highly out of, did that give you a chip on your shoulder going into your college career to prove everybody wrong?
100%. I kind of was overlooked my entire life. My brother was an amazing basketball player growing up, and I always wanted to be like my brother. He had the spotlight all the way up until about my junior, senior year of high school, finally getting some attention to go play football somewhere. So I had that chip on my shoulder ever since a young age. And then even when I got to school, I knew that I could play at a better level, and I just constantly was going to work at that. It surely didn't start off the way I wanted it to when I got to college. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even a huge role player for the team, but I just continued to put my head down and keep working with that chip on my shoulder, like y'all mentioned. And ultimately, I think that's what got me here, is just the effort that I put in, because I know where I've been and how I got to where I am today.
It's funny because, you know, we talked about Kenneth Walker and his coach about that. He was under-recruited coming out of high school.
Right.
And ends up, it goes to Wake Forest, but then blows up, obviously, at Michigan State. And now that rest of the history, you under-recruited out of high school. People got to start paying attention to Arlington High School. You guys are producing some pretty good products.
That's what I'm saying, too.
What other sports did you play growing up, Jake?
I played a little bit of basketball, or I played a lot of basketball, a little bit of baseball growing up. Those are the main sports, but mostly just in high school, it was just basketball and football. I played basketball up until my senior year. I love the game. My family are all basketball players, so it was natural to me. And, yeah, like I said, I love the game. I decided to let it go because the love that I had mm-hmm. for football was even greater, and I knew that that's where my money was. So decided to focus on that my senior year so that I could be ready to go when I got to the college level.
What players in the National Football League do you look up to that you love their game?
My favorite player in the NFL is Fred Warner, which I would consider him the best linebacker in the NFL, just the way that he commands a field and all the preparation that he does and puts into the game. He plays the game the right way. He's not just out there being a freak athlete. He's doing all the right things by preparing. And I mean, obviously he is a freak athlete, but he's making plays at all three levels. He's getting sacks, he's pass deflections, interceptions, chasing the running back down in the backfield. So he's definitely my favorite player. I like Zach Bond for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that converted from DN to linebacker, just like I did. So another player that I look up to is Zach Bond.
Where right now, again, you've got the combine, you got plenty of time to prove yourself or whatever, but like right now, what are people telling you is where you think you could be as far as the draft is concerned?
Most when I'm talking to my agent and everything, he's mostly saying day two. Which would be second, third round. However, there has been some like mock drafts putting me in the first round, but more realistically, we're thinking second, third round is where I'll be at. Obviously it only takes one team to take the chance on it.
Yeah.
So I'll be ready to go on day one. But my main goal right now is to focus on the combine and try to improve that position in the best
right.
way I can.
You may not be the right person to ask because you're so young. All you know is these freak defensive players that can run like yourself. But I'm an old guy, and watching defensive players years ago, you could time them with a sundial. I mean, they didn't move. Is there a theory on why maybe that these guys now, you look at the edge rushers, forget about it, linebackers, even some of these D tackles, interior defensive players that can motor even with the size they are. Any theory from a young guy like you of why we see this incredible athleticism from the defensive players that has changed over the years?
I mean, I've been noticing that big time too, and I see a lot of interviews of like offensive linemen saying like it's crazy how like the defensive linemen just keep developing and how they can be 325 pounds and be moving like a tight end or right. something like that. I see that all the time. I mean, I really don't have a theory for it other than just the speed of the game is getting faster and faster.
Right.
And that's really all I can come up with. But yeah.
Did you grow up as a fan of any NFL team?
Yes, sir. I grew up being a huge fan of the Green Bay Packers, actually.
Wow. Why the Packers?
Proximity to Memphis.
Yeah, so
you love cold weather a lot. I don't know. Like cheese. You're a big fan of cheese.
my entire family is huge basketball fans, and we always, from a young age, I always grew up watching college basketball and the NBA. We watched the NFL whenever it was on and everything, but at a young age, my stepmom came into my life, and she was a huge fan of the Green Bay Packers.
Wow.
Okay.
And I love football so much, so every time it was on, I was coming downstairs or whatever it might be to watch the Green Bay Packers, and I just kind of fell in love with those players, like Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews and Randall Cobb and Jordy Nelson, all those players. Just kind of fell in love with them, and that was my team ever since.
Last thing for you, Jake. What's the game plan for the draft? You going to be home here in Memphis? You going to be at the draft? What are you going to do?
That decision isn't final, but my plan of right now is to be back at home in Arlington. Not sure exactly what we're going to do, but we're trying to work out those details right now. But yes, I'm going to be back home in Arlington.
I know it became a little bit controversial after Kenneth Walker was named the MVP, and he became such a hot topic that there were some people in Arlington say, "Wait a minute, you got to say he's from Arlington, not Memphis." But obviously, any suburb of Memphis, we say Memphis, even though, of course, you're the pride of Arlington and Arlington High School. It's all good. You're one of us, and we are so happy for you. Can't wait to see where you're headed to play at the next level, the highest level that the game presents. And hopefully after the draft and things settle down for you, we get a chance to talk to you before OTAs and obviously camp starts. But we wish you nothing but the best, Jake. Thank you so much for cutting out some time for us to be with us today. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. I had a great time.
Take care. Best of luck to you. Jake.